Good morning. We're continuing Chayotim Klal Amud Aleph, and we were looking at Simon Zion about the way people stand by the Bima. So the Sefer, we mentioned yesterday, the Sefer Divrei Zikaron says the minhag in Poland was to have the Balkari stand on the right and the Oyla stand on the left, the opposite of the way most people do nowadays. She says this would explain a Ramah. Now we're going to see later on that when the person gets Aliyah and he says the brachas, that there was a concern that people might think that when he's saying the brachas, that he's as if it were reading from the brachas of inside the Sefer Torah. So to prevent that mistake, that people should think that it's written there in the Sefer Torah, which it's not. So we try and address that. So how do we address that? So there are different approaches. One is that the person gets the Aliyah, shuts his eyes. One is that you close the Sefer Torah. One of them is, there is one mentioned in Simcha Kavlamites, that the person making the bracha, he should turn his face to the side. It shouldn't look like he's reading the words from the Torah, the bracha from the Torah. He says that I would suggest that you do that to the left. Now, the way we have it, that the person who's the oil is standing to the right, so turning to the left is somewhat turning towards the Sefer Torah, because the Sefer Torah is on his left. It would make more sense to turn to the right. But according to this meaning that the Sefer Divrei Zikaron is mentioning, that in Poland, the oil actually stood on the left. So him looking out to the left is really looking away from the Sefer Torah, which would be what the Ramah is trying to accomplish. So he explains that with that. So we have a mention that there should be three people. The Mishabura brings this Seth Sefer. It says, for a different reason than what we do now, what we're explaining over here. But the Chayotim follows the explanation of the Levush, why we have three people, that the process of Matan Torah went through three beings. There was a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving it, there's Moshe Rabbeinu who acted as the intermediary, and there's Klai Yisrael receiving it. So the same way the Shulchan Aruch mentions that we do this process to correspond to how Nesidas HaTorah was, and that's what Yushalmi says. So the Bush says our minig is the same thing, just one step more. We add in all three parties. So we have three people there representing the three parties. So how do you divide that up? So the Chayonim says, you divide it in the following way. Hanush Haskan Kavayokol B'mokam Hashem Yisborg Shum Mitzava Likroiz Zuchom Yishiyutzu. The skan is the one who directs and choreographs the whole process, so that's comparable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's running the show. Valkare b'mokam Moshe, the one who's reading it, Valkare, he represents Moshe Rabbeinu. Va'ayla hu hamakabu b'mokam kol Yisrael, and the ayla represents Klal Yisrael. In the version of the Shulchan Aruch, the Balkari is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's saying the words of Torah. The Ayla is like Moshe Rabbeinu, he's receiving it and passing it on. So the Tzibur was receiving it through him. So the Levush says at this minute, we say the Tzibur is the Tzibur. The Ayla is not really passing it on to the Tzibur. So what role does the Ayla play? He says, no, he represents the Tzibur, so he's in place of the Tzibur. Okay, so he's not Moshe then, he's the Tzibur, so who's Moshe? The Balkari is Moshe. So who's the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Where's the process of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the picture? The Chazan, the Gabbai, represents the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the picture. Now, there's some who suggest to do it differently, to make this division of how we see these three parts, but that's the logic behind the three parts. So that's why the minhag is that you add in a person standing over there. Mishnah Berurah just ends off based on this Levush, that a quote from the Sefer Shari Ephraim. He says, if that's how we look at the Gabbai, so obviously it's appropriate that we should pick a person to be the Gabbai, who's somebody whose stature of mice and how he acts would command, would he's deserving of this coveted position of representing Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we would want him to be somebody who's of an ish nichbod ubal ma'asim tovim midas abrius noicha hemenu. He's a very respectable person, does very many good deeds, and the people feel comfortable working with him. We also gain with that if that's the attitude towards him. So when there's an issue of how he divides up the aliyahs, etc., people will assume that he's doing it in the appropriate way, and they will dan him l'chavzchus. We should always be zarchel dan the gabai l'chavzchus. We get dan all of klaysh l'chavzchus. Have a good day.